While many are venturing to restaurants and stores, people with elevated health risks remain hunkered down. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner, with more on how one agency that supports people living with disabilities is helping them stay connected. Matt Chaffin lives at LAD's Victory Parkway campus, where pre-pandemic he enjoyed his job as an office assistant. He misses the freedom of taking the bus.
Going to see friends by using Metro. And visiting with Dad, and, you know, my father and I, we're close, so, you know, I love visiting Mom and Dad.
LAD began facilitating small socially distant gatherings, in-person visits, and a few cautious outings in June.
We went to a drive-in movie at Starlight Drive-In.
What did you see?
Jaws.
Oh my gosh, you picked a scary one.
Yeah, I'm a scary movie kind of guy.
A spokeswoman says people with roommates seem to be doing well, but the loneliness is hard for those living on their own. She says people are thrilled with the in-person visits. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.